Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, good Monday to you. Well, look what's going on in your country. Treasonous Joe is assailing the people of this country. Treasonous Joe is assailing our military. Which, by the way, they have vowed that if they're forced to take these vaccinations, to quit. I don't think that's the right answer. What they should do is stand up and deal with the tyrants, because that is what they promised to do when they swore an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Okay, folks, these problems that you have today, you're not going to be able to run from them, because they're going to chase you down now. Fact of the matter is, the American people have been warned, at least from this broadcast, day after day, week after week, month after month, as to exactly where we're coming concerning the point today. We've been warned every step of the way. Now, here we are. Let me show you how far this is going to go. You see this, coming soon for the unvaccinated. This is Forbes magazine, okay? What does it say? A $50 monthly paycheck deduction from your employer if they pay or if they do not take the vaccination. Do you know that? Do you understand that when you're dealing with lawless people, there is no rules? Do you understand when you deal with people that believe that they're above the law, like a bunch of demigods, this is how they act? See, they're so used to, friends, living their lives as if they are above the law, Isaiah 14. They think that they're impervious from the consequence of violating the law. Folks, you have the employers today attacking the employees. That's what's happening here in America today. If you paid attention to Saturday's show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is going to spread until these people are held accountable for their crimes. They're not impervious to the law, friends, in any sense of the word. I wanted to show you this because this is something you didn't see neither. This is, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page on social media platforms. If not, I will narrate. Also, go over to that of beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 18-year-old dies after having AstraZeneca vaccine. Here, let me give you the quick download. This beautiful young girl, someone's child, our sister, was given the shot because she was told by her said representatives in her country that they're safe and effective. She took the shot, trusting her said representatives, which they should never do. Nobody should ever take them for face value, because there's no truth in these people, John 8:44. So she takes the shot. Before they knew it, they found a blood clot in between her brain and her eyes. She goes into surgery, and before you know it, friends, voila, she dies in surgery. Did you hear about that through the mainstream media, friends? Or are you just hearing from the likes of Joe Biden, you better get it or else? Or else what, Joey? Americans, or else what, Joey? All of you that have tattooed on your bodies, or you got a sticker on the back of the car, or your car, or your truck, you know, with those stickers right next to bad boys on it, you know? Right next to that is come and take it, Mullen Lane. I'm talking to all of you guys. Guess what? They're coming to take it. They're coming to your front door now. I'm getting information from Tennessee concerning these new unconstitutional, un-American, tyrannical bills that are falling down on the people in that state. Americans, you are under attack like you've never, ever been under attack in the history of this country. They are telling you exactly the opposite of what is true. They're telling you the lies. They're trying to push through the lie to make it become your truth, Isaiah 5:20. And they've been trying to do this for a long time through the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media on a global basis. But again, we didn't hear anything about this girl, did we? And we certainly didn't hear about all those people dying from these said experimental vaccinations, right? They're not vaccines, forgive me, but that's what they call them. Okay? This is all being withheld from the American people. But I'll tell you what, it's good to know that we got the likes of, I've introduced him before as the great American appeaser, and I'll play this for you on the other side of this break. But Rand Paul is telling the American people, we don't need to take this. Hey, Rand, I got a question for you. What are you doing? Isn't it interesting? The good guys are in power for 5 years. They can't do the right thing with the law on their side, but the bad guys get in there, right, through voter fraud. We all know this, and we sit back and we tolerate it and act like it's not really happening in our own backyards. But what do? The bad guy has the power to do the wrong thing, but the good people in this country don't have the power to do the right thing? Really? I'll show you that in just a couple moments. Hey, folks, I want to say this really quick, just a side note, before I play this video on the other side of the hard break. I am so tired of people saying, why are you so critical? Here, let me say something to you, biblical illiterates. Is your country going forward or is it going backwards? If it's going backwards, then maybe it's time for you to sit back, shut your mouth, and listen to what you're being told. Okay? Because the Lord took a lot of time rebuking such people as yourselves. Wicked people that know to do right, but they don't do it. They do the wrong things, right? These are the same people that crucified Jesus. Check out John 19:15. We were warned of these people in Mark 8:15, but we are listening to these people in the sense of, hey, Bradley, why are you being so critical? I'm not being critical. Hey, folks, let me ask you a question. Does Scripture say all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness? Yep, it does. Yep, absolutely it does. What do you mean critiquing? What do you mean criticizing? What do you mean being critical? Wait a second. Let me ask you another question, friends. How do you deal with an unrepentant criminal? You throw the law on them, right? And what does the law do? It breaks them down to repentance or unto their own condemnation. And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to keep preaching the law because that's what Jesus did when he was incarnate, and it's exactly what he's doing today. Read Matthew 23, Mark 7, read Jeremiah 23, read the whole chapter because it applies to exactly what we're continuously calling out on this radio show. Either we're going to correct ourselves or else we're going to live our lives under the wrath of God until the appointed day of judgment. And that day is being pushed forward, friends, because of your apathy and your tolerance. We're going to come right back. I'm going to play some videos for you. I'm going to get to the end of the show, and I'm going to show you how the people in this country rose up against their governor. You can watch it, and you can hear it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
All right, you ready to get this on, folks? This is what's happening. This is what's being censored through the mainstream media once again. I want to tell you something, friends. And, you know, someone, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go over there really quick. Someone just posted this yesterday. It was after our show on Saturday. And interestingly enough, they posted right under the article, the show, they posted it on my site and my social media platforms, which I'm thankful for. But they said, this is what they said. They said, Bradley Dean is right on this one. And it's funny how people said, you know, even 6 months ago, even to suggest that what we're telling you is somehow a conspiracy theory. It's funny how everybody's talking about what's actually happening. And how now their backs are up against the wall because they didn't want to listen to all those conspiracy theorists. When are you going to learn the history of your mainstream media, who has a long history of covering for conspirators in fact? Same thing with these agencies, the CIA, the FBI. Folks, they're not there protecting you from them. They're protecting them from you. You know, as a matter of fact, I would say this. Let me just take it a step further. I'd be afraid if I was them, too, at this point. And I'm saying that for the very reason they're playing a very dangerous game. Now, I want to say this, friends, and I want you to listen to me carefully. I desire reformation. But I want you to also remember that those in representative positions, incumbent today, many of them are not the type that you can help. They're the type that must lawfully be removed, and they know it. Let me give you the definition of tyranny really quick. Webster's 1828. Arbitrary. In other words, they govern at will. Okay, or despotic. The exercise of power. The exercise of power over subjects, serfs, slaves, you and me. They want you to believe, right? And others with the rigor not authorized totalitarianism by law or justice. It's not law. It's unlaw. It's not justice. It's injustice. For the purpose of government, hence tyranny is often synonymous with cruelty and oppression. Is that what's happening today? Of course it is. But what do we have, friends? We have our friend Rand Paul. What's he doing? Well, I want you to hear what he has to say for yourselves. Go ahead and check it out.
All of us They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's
mandate. See, he's acknowledging them, though.
Towards a lockdown.
Has some sort of authority.
No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work yet, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with
wow.
an amendment.
He'll stop them, but he won't prosecute Pelosi. He won't prosecute Biden.
Local bureaucrats.
He won't draw up the articles of impeachment. Friends, this is nothing short of another appeaser. This is nothing but appeasement. Let's go on.
And union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at
again
any risk
this
from
year.
COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to get vaccinated. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics that you have used to keep them from the classroom during the last year. We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep children from full-time in-person school, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them
See?
And another to allow parents the choice
Just appeaser.
Of where the money goes
Just
to
appeasing.
Their child's education.
He's not
Do
prosecuting.
I sound fed up to you? That's
hey, you know what? Can I just ask everybody listening to me right now? Can I ask you a question or watching me on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com? So he's going to hold up two bills that will stop everything they try to do. What about Article 2, Section 4 concerning impeachment? What of asking real questions to that of Rand Paul and asking the question? So, Rand, I got a question for you, sir. Where is the law that they mean to implement? There isn't one. Then why do you need to hold up a bill to stop their unlawful activity? And if they're committing the act of unlawful activity, which makes them out to be criminals, because criminals they are, then why are you not impeaching them for the smallest of misdemeanors, Article 2, Section 4? And furthermore, why is it that you're not going forward to prosecute each and every one of them? But what did he do? You're not going to do this to us again. This is the best you have. This is what you put up with, Americans. This is what you put up with. And it's what you're going to get more of until there's nothing left to speak out against. Friends, we ourselves have to stand up like that of our forefathers, lawfully, under God, and deal with criminals, these radicals, these revolutionaries, friends, that are in fact doing their best to tear down the U.S. Constitution. And taking it a step further right now concerning this plandemic, this criminal conspiracy, Isaiah 28, verse 18, Jeremiah 11, 9, and don't doubt me for one moment, every single one of them should be rounded up. And they should be held accountable to the laws that they have transgressed. Because without a shadow of a doubt, and all of us have seen this all day long. We see it all day long. All the crimes, all the lies of the CDC and Bill Gates and Fauci and the WHO and this criminal administration. Because again, friends, you've been desensitized to subject yourself to this. Yet I can't find that nowhere in the Word of God or in the Constitution. Matter of fact, we're taught to do just the exact opposite. Ephesians 5:11 and also Romans 12:21, going back to the Old Testament, understanding the character of God. Read Daniel 3. This is going to continue on until the American people stand up for themselves. Let's get back to the finish of what the great American appeaser Rand Paul has to tell us all.
I am. I'm not a career politician. I've practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School. I've worked in emergency rooms. I've studied immunology and virology.
It's a fundraiser, friends.
I ultimately chose to become an eye surgeon.
Let me ask you something else here, friends. Well, I can. It's my show, right? And I love you enough to tell you what they're not. What good are all these accolades all these accreditations that they have? What good are all of the accreditations that they have in the merits, in their scholarships that we hear about? What good are they? Hey, look at me. What good are they if they don't know how to tell the truth? See, that's the dilemma Americans have put themselves into. These people don't know how to tell the truth. They have no strength to stand up and do what the people and the law under God have delegated authority to them to do. No, they do everything but that. Because when I sit here and I listen to Rand Paul right now talking about these two bills to stop all of this criminal onslaught taking place in this country, you need to keep in mind, he doesn't need a bill. He needs to drop the articles of impeachment. He needs to impeach every single one of them and let the people know who he's going to impeach and then prosecute them, as I said earlier. Because they don't have a right to tear down the U.S. Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own global image. But friends, that's what you're letting them get away with. If it's not true, then why hasn't Rand drawn up the articles of impeachment?
Everyone for a year
and talking
now
for prosecution.
Dr. Fauci and other public health bureaucrats were not following the science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I'm not the only one who's fed up.
It's a fundraiser,
friends.
I can't go
anywhere these days without people coming up and thanking me for standing up for them,
uh-huh.
Whether I'm at work or at events in Kentucky, at airports, in restaurants, or in stores. People thank me for taking a stand. They thank me for standing up for actual science, for standing up for freedom, for standing against mandates, lockdowns,
standing.
And bureaucratic.
Notice he's saying standing, but not fighting.
I think the tide is turning as more and more people are willing to stand up. I see stories from across the country of parents standing up to the unions and school boards. I see brave moms standing up and saying, my kids
need
to go back to school in person. I see members of Congress refusing to comply with petty tyrant Pelosi. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not. Not this time. I choose freedom.
Hey, folks, that's what you call a fundraiser. Just for the record. That's what that was. That was a fundraiser. Notice how it was all eyes on Rand and what Rand was going to do. But again, going back to the Constitution and making reference as to what he should be doing, what he's obligated to do, what he swore to do, he's not doing that. He's just warding them off for another day. And this is how you slowly and incrementally subject yourself to tyranny and your children when you're gone. This is ridiculous. Our forefathers would have none of it. The Word of God teaches us not only to stand against it, but to fight it off and to bring about public judgments, Isaiah 26:9, upon the heads of the wicked. And again, who are the wicked? Those that know to do the right thing, but they do it not, Isaiah 26:9. And friends, keep in mind, the reason they lie is because they know the truth. I hope that makes sense to you, because it makes perfect sense to me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is holding a press conference alongside Wyoming Senator Cynthia Loomis to discuss an amendment to the bipartisan infrastructure deal. The Pennsylvania Republican says more people who exchange assets online, like cryptocurrency, should have to report what they are sending and receiving for tax purposes.
Centralized digital asset exchanges behaving as brokers should be required to report transactions just like other kinds of brokers already do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is set to pass an infrastructure bill. Wes Pry has what's in the bill from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we actually, in passing this, I think have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday.
Pfizer is now awaiting full FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey found 3 in 10 unvaccinated adults say they would be more inclined to get the vaccine if it was fully approved. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pretty quiet for a bunch of people that are under attack. I mean, I have 153 cities listening to me, 53 countries, and a lot of people on social media platforms. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just thinking of something. In between the next video that I'm going to play for you, the next audio that I'm going to play for you, which you're going to rejoice at, by the way. It shows you the voice of the American people, and this is the voice that the mainstream media means to censor. Okay? But what I was thinking about during the break was the fact that, just to further solidify my point concerning Joe Biden, the illegitimate, treasonous criminal that's in the people's White House, and he's tolerated to stay there. And you can go ahead and read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution and put that up against Luke 22:48. Did you guys see this real quick before I get to my next point? This is what we do here at the show, right? So we give you information they mean to withhold. Biden names first Muslim religious freedom ambassador. Did you hear me? We know that the DHS is stacked with the Muslim Brotherhood. We know that there's 35 jihadi camps in America today. That's when the mainstream media at least blurted the truth out in their confusion back in 2009. We played both pieces for you, both from CNN and that of Sean Hannity, which both outlets did a fantastic job back in 2009 when they told you the truth. But why would an individual that has claimed for the last 21 years, along with his administration, continuously inundate the American people for over 21 years that there's a Muslim threat to the American people, to this country, and yet then turn around and name the first Muslim religious freedom ambassador to his administration? I'm just curious. Anybody want to figure out why that is? Well, wait a second, I could probably bring that about. But if you will not hearken unto me, and you will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments by bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked, guess what, friends? This is what I'll do to you. I will even appoint over you terror. Okay? I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. That's Leviticus 26, starting in verse 14, 15, and 16, and 17. That's where America is today. And again, let me just show you one more time. Biden names first Muslim religious freedom ambassador. If you know anything about the Quran, friends, you know that that's not true. Nothing to do with freedom. This is about oppression. This is about the Lord moving forward, judgment upon a people that refuse to correct themselves. If you remember right, and I've shared this with you before, and I'm telling you we are spot on, let the Holy Ghost show you. But the Lord said, if you will not yet for all of this hearken unto me, listen carefully unto me, he said, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. So you just keep going on with your whore's forehead, America, because it's not working for you. It's not working for you whatsoever. I know people that just sit back and do nothing, think for some reason or another, they get a pass. Nope, you're an accomplice to the crime. Look what's happening in our country today. The ACLU, by the way, American Civil Liberties Union. Remember Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism? They're subversive. Same thing with SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. These are subversive organizations that are actually trying to create now the Muslims as being the victims to the American people in this country. What are they doing? They're tearing down the law. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They don't have the shield, they have the spear. It's called totalitarianism, okay? Okay, so let's go to the next point that I want to make, and I want to go ahead and let this video basically bring the point that it needs to bring. I'll let the horse tell you out of his own mouth concerning what's happening. This is in Arkansas. Boy, oh boy, doing high school assemblies in Arkansas. It was on the front page of three states when I did a high school assembly up there in the Ozarks. Crazy. The kids love the assembly. A couple of the sodomites didn't like what I have to say, but again, we didn't go there asking for permission to obey God or our laws, said our law teams. Okay, but this is happening in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, and this is what happens when he tries to sell this said governor, Hutchinson, in Arkansas, tries to sell to the people that vaccines are good. I want to show you the voice of the American people that they mean to suppress. And listen, you can go ahead again and mark it. This is just the beginning stages of the American people rising to the level of expectation on the behalf of themselves and their children. Mark my words. This is encouraging to people that are in the fight. To those that aren't, you don't deserve it. You remind me of a politician. You're willing to let someone else sacrifice themselves for the freedoms that you have. You're not worthy of the freedom that you have. And the fact of the matter is, why don't you make yourself worthy and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21, Mark 1:17. The list goes on. That is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and step into this meeting that they had there in Siloam Springs, and let's listen to what the people have to say for once, rather than the propagandist in their narrative as they continuously try to drive it down into the hearts of the people and into the minds of the people in this country. Listen to this, friends. Look at the way he's bewildered. Okay, so I just want you to check this out really quick. If you're on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, go to Before It's News, top left side of the page. He's bewildered. He doesn't know how to respond because it's a real, live, town hall meeting, friends. This isn't all scripted. He's not reading a teleprompter. Look at how they act and listen to what he has to say in the process of this little town hall meeting where the people finally had the opportunity to be heard.
All right, so let's identify.
You're lying,
like
Governor.
Recognize with them, or would you just like to yell? We're going to be. living with people dying if we do not increase our vaccination rates. So I still
need you hear the people?
To get that message out. And so it sounds like some people want low vaccination rates. Okay.
Do you see that, friends? Do you see this snake turning within seconds? When he was talking about, when he's throwing out the talking points of the propagandist, notice how the people rose up on him, and then all of a sudden he changed his position just like that. He's merely doing everything to appease those people in this town hall meeting.
So, ma'am, don't give her the mic.
He didn't. Okay, now, so for those that aren't able to watch, the governor told the woman that was standing up against him, and beginning to tell him what he didn't want to hear, he said to the person not to give the microphone to her. This is what's happening all day long. Americans, listen to me, be encouraged. You are in the majority, hands down. In this town hall meeting, proves the very point. Let's go on here.
So explain to me why there are so many that have the vaccine that are getting the virus. I can name... What's in the vaccine? Give me the insert sheet. If you informed consent...
By the way, the vaccines, as they call them, the insert sheet is completely blank. I don't know if you all know this or not. It's completely blank. Just wanted you to know as to where this guy's taking it. And he's asking the question, too, what's on the sheet concerning the vaccines, as they call them? There's nothing on them.
That means you tell me what you put in my body. If Mr. Doctor gives me a vial and says, trust me, I'll give you a vial. You trust me.
Not every SARS-2 COVID vaccine that's available on the market is manufactured using aborted fetal tissue. I have been praying that God himself will step in so that Christians are not forced by their employers and a mandate to get the vaccine. Yet, even if God does not, I will not bow.
Amen.
And with all respect. And with all respect, Governor, we love you and appreciate you, but God will not hold you guiltless if you fail to stand up for the Christians who believe it is in their right to abstain from the vaccine.
The numbers, again, are being manipulated to try to force unvaccinated people towards a mandated vaccine. And I know you may not see that now, but it's down the road. Everything that was a conspiracy 6 months ago is now coming to fruition. And 6 months ago, the story's going to be different.
Thank you.
My whole family had COVID. But let me tell you something. All of us took the therapeutics from day one. And if doctors were allowed to tell the truth and treat their patients with these therapeutics, we would not have hospitals full of sick people dying. Okay?
She just told you the truth.
Don't forget me, Governor. You should care on both sides of the aisle on what works. What will save lives, Governor? And it's not the vaccine.
Boy, that was, folks, that was Newsweek. Newsweek actually reported on that. You want to know why they actually reported on that? Because they understand and realize that America, the 330 million people in this country, are finally, 14, 15 months later, finally waking up as to what is really going on here. And I am here to tell you what I've always said, friends. Once again, for those that are in this fight, you need to be encouraged. This is the outcome of your fight right now. People need to begin to communicate with each other, friends. That's what is beginning to happen. That's why people are beginning to awaken to the conspiracy, which in fact is taking place in your country and on a global basis. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, friends. I'll say it again. When America stands up and puts a stop to this, it stops globally. And people all over the country are waiting for you, Americans, to take your rightful spot under Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Kick the hell out and get to heaven in. That's what the Holy Ghost does, because we all understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have so much content today that I just do not have the time. I'm sorry. Yeah, the time to cover all the content that I have. And it is just the same thing over and over and over again. Just a bunch of negativity. America's done with. Gloom and doom. There's nothing we can do about it. I get about 200 to 300 of these emails every day of my life. And you know what I do when I see them? I delete them. That's what I do, because as I've said and I say again today, friends, if there is no hope, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even if I die in the process of fighting for our kids' future, and I'm talking about our kids, America, I'm talking about our kids, 53 countries, then you know what? So be it. The reason I do what I do is because I have the hope. You know, it's a work of faith and a labor of love, right? Why do you do that? Because you're born of the Spirit of God and you have hope because you overcome. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. It doesn't succumb to the evil one. I mean, when you think of, just think of this, friends. When I go to Luke 10:19, I want you to listen to this carefully and then I'll make a couple more points here, okay? When you think about Luke 10:19, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, okay? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Okay, we're talking about our souls, our spirits, and the such. Because you can put that up against Luke 12:4 if you want to. But the fact of the matter is, friends, if there's no hope in our message, I'm telling you, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's a whole lot of hopelessness going on in this country today. And it's time for the people in this country to knock off the nonsense. I want to play something for you that I had played for you on Saturday. This will be for my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday friends on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And I want you to check out their message because they are telling you what the pill is in the jam. This is Ron Paul. He's a libertarian. And by the way, for those that call themselves libertarian, do understand what you're promoting. You're promoting anarchy because libertarianism, if you look up the word Webster's 1828, it defines out as with no regard to law. Well, if you raise up young people in a lawless state, how do you suppose they're going to act when they're older? Well, the Bible's clear, and the Proverbs 22, verse 6, that you train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And so it is. You're going to raise up a bunch of what? Anarchists. A bunch of anarchists. That's ridiculous, isn't it? So let me get to this. This is Ron Paul. This is on his show just the other day, and I want you to check this out again, friends, and understand the perspective of those that are paying attention. And I thank God for Ron Paul. He says a lot of great stuff. He really does. And I believe that he's sincere in what he shares with the people. He's doing his job on so many different fronts, okay?
Well, our viewers should beware. We're about to commit a hate crime, Dr. Paul, because criticizing Fauci is a hate crime, then indeed we're about to commit one, because let's go to the next clip. Fauci's back. He was out of the TV for another day, I think, and that gave him a panic attack. So now he's back, and he's turning the fear up to 11. Fauci fears that a variant worse than Delta is coming, says COVID-19 cases may double. And, okay, maybe he's right. Maybe there will be further variants. We know that that can be the case with viruses, particularly coronaviruses. But the purpose of this, I think...
Okay, let me stop right there really quick. And just for people that don't know, the Delta variant is the fruit of the vaccinations, as they call them. Do you understand? They're creating all of this. So the vaccination, hey, by the way, if it wasn't true, isn't it interesting how now to those that have been vaccinated, remember how you could get a passport and the key to the city and the such, like from de Blasio, and the list goes on of other criminals in government that are tolerated by the American people today. But isn't it interesting how they were promised the keys to the city and now they got their vaccination and now these people are turning on them and saying to them, well, you may need another booster. And by the way, if you're vaccinated, you still need to wear a mask that the manufacturers tell you don't work in the first place. They tell you they don't work. This is all about compliance. But I want you to understand with the Delta variant, when they're talking about that, that is one of the adverse side effects of the vaccinations. Just so you know, the experimental injections.
And I'm sure you'll agree, is to terrify people. And we're seeing it. I see it in the stores now. You see people starting to put the masks on, starting to act weird, starting to get paranoid, because it's 24/7 fear porn on the major networks. And that's most people don't watch the Liberty Report, unfortunately. But he's turning it up. He wants people to be afraid because he's addicted to the television and power.
I believe there's an ultimate goal from all this from the very beginning. It isn't to stop a pandemic and take care of little kids or anything like that. I don't think it was ever a health matter. They were using something that they thought they could expand and scare a lot of people. And I think the goal has been a passport, you know, the vaccine passport. Because when you read all these things, it's always the solution is, no matter how crazy it is or how much they admit to, yeah, you're right about that, you're right about that, but the only thing that can solve it is the vaccine support. Yeah. No matter what they do and say, even if you have been vaccinated and you're not having a problem, and they test you, oh, they still carry a virus.
Mm-hmm.
We have to vaccinate them.
See?
They're obsessed with this.
Yeah.
And, of course, I personally don't think that's very good science.
It's strange. You know, when we don't take a position on the vaccine, that's up for people to decide for themselves. And they should,
right.
They should do it without coercion, which is what we're seeing. I think we're not the only people that are starting to feel this is a little weird, this obsession with every single human on the planet getting shot with these chemicals.
Well, there you have it again, friends.
Sooner or later,
another individual sitting there telling us exactly what's going on, and we got to begin to pay attention to what's going on. How many times does the trumpet need to be blown before the American people wake up to what's really going on here? Now, I want to show you something. Again, got a couple minutes left. I just showed you this 18-year-old girl. Right? She just died in surgery. She took her AstraZeneca. This is in Rome, by the way. And interestingly enough, it just came to the surface for us here. But she died after receiving her said vaccination, her AstraZeneca. She developed a blood clot between her brain and her eyes. She went into surgery and she died. Okay? This is one of tens of thousands of people, friends, that have died. I want to tell you what's happening on the other side, because I'm hearing these stories all day long now. People's family members are dying after the vaccinations. Now, tomorrow's show, which I'm teeing it up for, you don't want to miss it, because if you're trying to figure out why all these movie stars and pop stars are dying off, you're being told by the mainstream media that they're dying of natural causes. No, they're not. Not at all. And I'm going to bring you down that rabbit trail tomorrow. And you need to understand that the mainstream media and big tech companies are hand in glove with these criminals as to what they're doing, and censoring, in hopes of censoring people such as myself to make sure that you don't get the information out there. And so what's happening? Well, as I've said 50 times, countries all over the world are up in arms about what's going on. As a matter of fact, Health Impact News just highlighted the fact that France and Italy are swept by mass protests against COVID health pass. Do you see where this is going? They are trying to corral everybody into a new system of government, and they are saying to you, do what we tell you to do or else. That's tyranny. Okay? But I want to let you know that all over the world, people are rising up to this fascist New World Order, this global agenda, and they're saying absolutely not to this. Now, again, I prefer reformation, but I can tell you this right now. Though we get this reformation, every single one of these that are allied in this covenant of death and covenant of hell need to be held accountable for their part that they played in pushing forth this criminal conspiracy. Every single one of them. It's not good enough that we just protest. They must be held accountable. Without that, friends, they are going to reassess their position, and they're going to attack again on another day. And then when we're gone, they're going to attack our children. Okay? And then when they're gone, they're going to attack their children until at the end of the day, they finally get their way. Is that what you want? Absolutely not. Well, then, let's do what we're commanded to do out of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. For what man has done in the natural, friends, concerning our veterans and the ultimate price that they paid, fighting and bleeding and dying against those that you're beginning to tolerate in this country. Oh, my goodness, nobody can deny that. Nobody can. And I also want to give a high five to good government, to good judges. I want to give a high five to good police officers, to good firefighters. I want to give a high five to those that are in civil government that are doing their job and upholding the Constitution. We love you in action, 1 John 3:18. We stand with you, and we need to put a stop to this. Okay? And because of people such as yourself, we are where we're at today. And the good news is we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Americans, what are you doing with that freedom? What are you doing with that freedom? Folks, again, Braveheart actor died. Fox News is telling us that it was natural causes. Oh, wait a second. Wait until you see all these posts and all this information that they withheld from you because it was from every other thing other than natural causes. See ya.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.